Lon Helton, Glenn Frey, and Joe Walsh of the Eagles, along as our Countdown co-host this week. And at the top of the show, Joe, you were telling me that you had a story about meeting this next guy in a Countdown, Garth Brooks.
I was in Washington, D.C., and for some reason, Garth and myself and Chet Atkins were doing a concert for the 40th anniversary of the Voice of America, which was a shortwave broadcast behind the Iron Curtain from the U.S. And I was there early, and I was changing my strings in my dressing room, and Garth came in, but he didn't have his hat on, so I didn't have any idea who he was. And he said, "I need a battery. Do you have any batteries?" And so, yeah, I gave him a battery, and I thought he was in the road crew, and he thought I was in the road crew. And later on, we found out that we had met each other.
Later on, I love that. Later on, we found out we met.
Yeah.
That's good.
I met Garth Brooks at the Vinnie. I came to Nashville and played in that golf tournament, and it happened to be on the day that Garth shipped a gazillion records. He was like, you know, it was one of his early albums in the 90s that just went insane. And I remember he didn't play golf. He just came out to the Vinnie just to kind of make an appearance, and he was wearing sweats. He looked like he just left football practice or something, you know. And I kind of walked up to him. I said, "Hey, Garth, you sell any records today?" He just chuckled. I said, "Way to go. Way to go."
Well, I think he sold a whole lot more records since that conversation, and even more thanks to this song. It's Garth Brooks, number 3, and More Than a Memory.
People say she's only in my head.